Hey everyone, my name's Carl George, and the talk you're here to see today is Centos Mythbusters. Who here has seen the TV show or heard of the TV show Mythbusters before? Okay, that's probably why you're here at the talk, right? Good catchy title. Who's never seen the show before? A few people? Okay. Well, the actual real show was a TV show on the Discovery Channel from about 2003 to 2018. The hosts were experienced special effects engineers, and they would examine various like pop culture myths, and they would each rate each one as either busted, plausible, or confirmed. Today we're going to give the same treatment to myths about CentOS. First one, many of y'all have probably heard this, CentOS is dead. It's definitely not true. I wouldn't be here giving a talk about it if it was true. This myth was really common for a few years. Thankfully, I think it is starting to fade out. I hear it less often. But even now, some people will come up to me working a booth at a conference, typically a CentOS or a Fedora and CentOS booth, and ask me, oh, I thought CentOS was dead. And I'll turn around and look at the side and sign and say, nope, we're here. But it is a narrative that's been pushed pretty hard by a few groups, so it's understandable that people would be confused. But let's dig into it and look at the facts. If you're looking at any software today, probably one of the first things you would do is go look at the website. Gives you a good pulse check of what's happening with the project, the number of updates they've done recently. It's kind of the project's presentation to the world. This is a screenshot of the CentOS website yesterday, and you can see there that it's highlighting CentOS Stream as the distro, CentOS Hyperscale Special Interest Group, and CentOS Connect, which was an event we did earlier this week as part of the FOSDEM Fringe. Throughout the year, other events will get highlighted here as well. Sometimes we have a virtual CentOS showcase. Do we have one of those coming up this year?
April.
No. You'll see that updates and information for that on this website as we get know more information. It'll also link to various other parts of the project and the documentation and community. One thing you'll find in there right now is the release notes for CentOS Stream 10, which we launched a little more than a year ago. This current design of the website also was a refresh, a new theme that we launched about the same time. So looking at that, we've got recent events, recent releases, and a recent redesign. Those all look to be signs of an active project to me. But let's look a little bit deeper, more on the technical side. I don't expect you to be able to read this, but this is a screenshot of GitLab. Development for CentOS has taken place in GitLab since 2021. Pretty much all changes to the distro happened via pull requests, whether you're a core maintainer or an external contributor. There's a whole lot of activity, so let's zoom in on those numbers. By the time I took this screenshot, over 47,000 merged pull requests. That's actually an outdated screenshot. I took this about a year ago, so there's much more now. When I went back to get a refresh screenshot for this talk, I realized that GitLab doesn't show the number there on that tab anymore. It just says 999 plus, so I couldn't actually refresh this. I'll have to find a new way to get that data in the future. That's only possible because in 2020 and 2021, we onboarded RHEL maintainers into the CentOS project. So we went from about 4 people working on the project to about 2,000 people working on CentOS. And to me, that shows the project isn't just alive, but it's thriving. So based on that data, I'm going to call this myth busted. CentOS is not dead. Now I know what some of y'all might be thinking. That's CentOS Stream, and CentOS was a different project. And that's going to be our very next myth. That CentOS Stream is a different project. This is real common, but let's start by defining the official terms first. Officially, CentOS is the project, and it's the same project that still exists, same board. The distro from the project was previously called CentOS Linux. The distro from this project is now called CentOS Stream. Officially, we've said these are two separate distributions. Personally, my opinion is they're two variants of the same distribution. Originally, when it was released, CentOS Stream 8 was just CentOS Linux 8 with a slightly newer kernel release. Originally, they shared the same build system. That's no longer true, but originally they were still in there, and I'd be able to tag builds just from one release to the next at the appropriate time. Once things got up to speed, CentOS Stream 8 still stayed about 85 to 90% the same packages, because that's about how far RHEL changes in between its minor versions. Unofficially, a lot of people, including myself, we'll just use CentOS as shorthand for the distro from the CentOS project. That was true for CentOS Linux. I think it's still true for CentOS Stream. Other people may disagree, but you'll see it really common. It's not just me pushing that. I'll see support requests in tickets and on social media where people say, I'm running CentOS 10. There isn't a CentOS Linux 10, but there's a CentOS Stream 10, so we know exactly what they mean. Regardless of the outputs of the project never went away. There are a few key members that I'd like to highlight as well. Johnny Hughes, he was around since the very beginning of the project, and now he works in CentOS Release Engineering. Fabian Ertin, who's sitting right here in the front row, he told me he joined in about 2006. He says his title is Floor Sweeper, but he actually works on CentOS Infrastructure. Brian Stinson, who might be in the room, he's definitely here at the conference. He joined the project in 2013, and he's now the RHEL lead architect, which still, his work is still heavily involved in CentOS because of that, the nature of how things are set up now. These were the most prominent members of the project when I first started getting involved in 2017, and then later they became my teammates when I joined Red Hat in 2019. Thankfully, these folks aren't alone anymore. Like I mentioned, there's a lot more people working on things. So based on the organizational structure, the outputs, and the people, I'm going to call this one busted. CentOS Stream is still part of the same CentOS project. Our next myth. CentOS is too different from RHEL. Some people will claim that it used to be the same, but now it's not anymore because of the changes we made with Stream. Usually I'll see people trying to make this claim when they're trying to convince themselves or other people not to use it, which is just mean. It's not really fair. So to examine this, let's look at how these distros are actually created now.